माधव जय कुंज जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारी जय गिरिवर दारी जय जयो यशोदानन्दन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारी जय गिरिवर दारी जयो यशोदानन्दन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी
జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస ప్రవ్రాజకాచార్యోత్తర శ్రీమతభై చరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస ప్రవ్రాజకాచార్యోత్తర శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి జయ. ప్రేమ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసరి గౌర భక్తవృందకి జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి జయ. బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ బృందావన ధామ కి జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ కి జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ కి జయ. గంగామాయి కీ జయ. జమునామాయి కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ. శ్రీమతి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ. సాంవేద గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ. తాయి గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కాంటో 1 శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ 6. పర్వతో నారదో ధౌమ్యో భగవాన్ బాదరాయణ బృహదశ్వో భార్దవాజ సశిష్యో రేణుకాసుత. పర్వతో నారదో ధౌమ్యో భగవాన్ బాదరాయణ బృహదశ్వో భార్దవాజ సశిష్యో రేణుకాసుత. పర్వతో నారదో ధౌమ్యో భగవాన్ బాదరాయణ బృహదశ్వో భార్దవాజ సశిష్యో రేణుకాసుత. పర్వతః పర్వత్ముని, నారదః నారద్ముని, ధౌమ్యః ధౌమ్య భగవాన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, బాదరాయణః వ్యాసదేవ్, బృహదశ్వః బృహదశ్వ, భరద్వాజః సశిష్యః అలాంగ్ విత్ డిసైపుల్స్, రేణుకాసుతః పరశురామ్. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ ఇస్ విశిష్ట ఇంద్ర ప్రమద స్త్రితో గృత్స్మదో అసితః కక్షీవాన్ గౌతమత్రిశ్చ కౌశికో అథ సుదర్శనః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. ఆల్ ద సేజెస్ లైక్ పర్వత్ ముని, నారద, ధౌమ్య, వ్యాస్ ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, బృహదశ్వ, భరద్వాజ అండ్ పరశురామ్ అండ్ డిసైపుల్స్, వశిష్ఠ, ఇంద్రప్రమద, త్రిత, గృత్స్మద, అసిత, కక్షివాన్, గౌతమ, అత్రి, కౌశిక అండ్ సుదర్శన్ వర్ ప్రెజెంట్. సో విల్ బి రీడింగ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ వశిష్ఠ. వశిష్ఠ, ద గ్రేట్ సెలబ్రేటెడ్ సేజ్ అమంగ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణస్, వెల్ నోన్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మర్షి వశిష్ఠ దేవ. He is the prominent figure in both the Ramayana and Mahabharata periods. He celebrated the coronation ceremony of the personality of God as Sri Ram. He was present also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He could approach all the higher and lower planets. And his name is also connected with the history of Hiranyakashipu. There was a great tension between him and Vishwamitra, who wanted his Kamdhenu, wish-fulfilling cow. Vasishtha Muni refused to spare his Kamdhenu, and for this, Vishwamitra killed his 100 sons. As a perfect Brahmana, he tolerated all the taunts of Vishwamitra. Once he tried to commit suicide on attempt of Vishwamitra's torture, but all his attempts were unsuccessful. He jumped from a hill, but the stones on which he fell became a stack of cotton, and thus he was saved. He jumped into an ocean, but the waves washed him ashore. He jumped into the river, but the rivers also washed him ashore. Thus all his suicide attempts were unsuccessful. He is also one of the seven sages and the husband of Arundhati, the famous star. Indra Pramada, another celebrated rishi. Trita, one of the three sons of Prajapati Gautam. He was the third son, and his another two brothers were known as Ekat and Dvita. All the brothers were great sages and strict followers of principles of religion. By dint of severe penances, they were promoted to Brahmaloka, the planet where Brahmaji lives. Once Tritamani fell into a well. He was an organizing worker of many sacrifices, and as one of the great sages, he also came to show respect to Bhishmaji at his deathbed. He was one of the seven sages in the Varunaloka. He hailed from the western countries of the world. As such, most probably, he belonged to European countries. At that time, the whole world was under one Vedic culture. Grits mother, one of the sages of the heavenly kingdom, he was a close friend of Indra, the king of heaven, and was as great as Brihaspati. He used to visit the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he also visited the place where Bhishmadev breathed his last. Sometimes he explained the glories of Lord Shiva before Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was the son of Vitahavya, and he resembled in features the body of Indra. Sometimes the enemies of Indra mistook him to be Indra and arrested him. He was a great scholar of the Rig Veda, and thus he was highly respected by the Brahmana community. He lived a life of celibacy and was powerful in every respect. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam going on, where Bhagavatam is glorifying one of the Mahajans. Srila Sudha Goswami is describing this wonderful pastime where Krishna is described as Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana, one of the verses which came in the last chapter. The most astonishing aspect of Krishna's character is he likes to glorify his devotees. Krishna is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, but the most beautiful aspect of Krishna's beauty is he likes to glorify his devotees. And that's what happened here. And we are seeing how so many sages from all over the universe, they are coming to observe and witness this most glorious and wonderful departure of this great personality, Bhishma Dev. So the departure of great souls from this world is a very, very glorious and a fortunate event to witness. To such an extent that the greatest of the personalities from all over the universe, they are coming and witnessing. They want to get benefited. And it is in fact a great fortune to have a chance to witness a great soul departing. Because it is said that when a great soul takes birth, his glories are unknown. But when he departs, his whole life of wonderful devotional service is there in front of us and we can relate to it and we can appreciate and feel fortunate. So what is so interesting and fortunate in witnessing the departure of such souls? So our whole process of Krishna consciousness is based on experiencing wonderful things. And basically the experiences which we have in Krishna consciousness, they sustain us in Krishna consciousness. Now whatever we are doing it to get a wonderful experience about Krishna. Wonderful experience about the process of Krishna consciousness. So that is the most important aspect of a sadhaka's life. To keep on gathering newer and newer wonderful experiences. Because that sustains a devotee in Krishna consciousness. Because the wonderful experiences, the bliss which we experience, that keeps us hooked in Krishna's service. Otherwise, since millions of lifetimes, we have suffered so much. It is said that a living entity has cried so much in so many millions of lifetimes that it has created an ocean of tears. Shok Ashru Sagara. And our whole journey of bhakti is to experience the bliss, to counteract the pain which we have experienced in so many millions of lifetimes. We have to keep on experiencing and gathering more and more wonderful experiences. So Parikshit Maharaj, he asks Shukdeva Goswami in the second canto, please describe, what is the relationship between soul and the material nature? How does it take place? So Shukdeva Goswami says, actually the question is itself wrong. The soul and material nature, they never has a relationship. It is just like a dream stage. Atma maya rite rajan parasyano bhavatmanah na ghate tartha sambandha swapna drashtur ivanjasa. It is just like a dream. Otherwise, there is no relationship which is established between the spirit soul and the material nature. They are incompatible. Material things can never interact with the spiritual. So if this is illusory, then why to take it so seriously? You know, Brahmaji is praying, Shutritridhatu birimam huradhimana shitoshnavata varsha itaretaracha kamagnina sakala yonishudahiyamana sampashyato mana urukrama sidateme. Brahmaji is lamenting. He is feeling sad for the suffering fallen conditioned souls. They are suffering internally, externally. So if all this is illusory, then why to take it so seriously? The misery one experiences in dream, it is real. Till the time the person is sleeping, till the time he is dreaming, the misery is real. You know. And when wakes up from the dream, he can laugh at it. But all of us have experienced, even in the dream, people cry. People shout. You know. It happens many times in the temple hall. You know, some of the devotees, when they experience some horrible dreams, even shout. So that whatever experience we have in the dream, it is real. It is not imaginary, it is real. Only when we get up from the dream, then it becomes insignificant. But the problem is, Maya Devi does not allow us to get up.
That is the job of Maya, to keep us being asleep, you know. So that is the understanding. And that's why this suffering looks very, very real. Until the time we are in this material world, as Mukund Mala Stotra, Kulakshekar Maharaj is praying, Andhasya merita viveka mahadhanasya chaurai prabho balivirindriyanamadheyaha mohandakupa kuhare vinipati tasya devesh dehi kramanasya karavalambam. Oh my Lord, I have become blinded because my vision is stolen. My power of discrimination, which was my sight, it is stolen by thieves. Who are the thieves? Chaurai prabho balivirindriyanamadheya, very, very powerful thieves. My senses, they have stolen my discrimination, and that's why I have fallen in this deep dark well. So this dream is a very, very powerful dream. And after coming to Krishna consciousness, we are trying to get up. Jiyo jago, Gaura Chandra bole. You know, we are trying to get up, and Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityan Prabhu's mercy, we are somehow opening our eyes. You know, it happens when he's not getting up. We open for some time, then again we close it. So then ultimately we get up. So we are trying to get up and experience the real life. And in our process, in our hope is shelter of Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami quotes a very beautiful verse in Padyavali. After one falls down in this material well, he is being bitten by the snake of lust. And he is crying and getting tormented. And then he is praying to Krishna, please give me the rope. What is that rope? That rope is the rope of devotional service. Manasi jafane joshte labda patos midushte timiragahana rupe hanta sansara kupe ajita nikhil raksha hetu sansara daksha upanayamam haste bhakti rajju namaste. So beautiful shloka where it is described, manasija, that which is born of the mind, that is lust. And this snake of lust has bitten me. But oh my Lord, you are ajita, you are unconquerable one. Ajita nikhila raksha, please protect me, because you are expert in protecting your devotees. You are daksha. How will you protect me? Upanaya mamahaste bhakti rajju namaste. Please give me your rope of devotional service. So we have to catch hold of that rope, you know. So one time one devotee was there, one person came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please show mercy so that I can follow your instructions. Prabhupada said, my mercy is that I have given you instructions. Now you have to follow it, you know. So it is not that Prabhupada told that if somebody is fallen in the well and then the rope is given, he cannot pray, let my fingers curl around the rope. He has to do it. So therefore, you know, we have to take shelter of this rope of devotional service and experience various things. As we know that there are three types of pramana: shabda praman, pratyaksha praman, anuman praman. And generally we say that the shabda is the highest. Shabda praman is the best of all the three. Yes, no doubt about it. But in the second canto, when Brahmaji, he explained Narad Muni about this cause of the universe, he described that Lord Vishnu is the material and efficient cause of the universe, and he described it by quoting so many scriptures. But then he said, okay, that is shabda, but now I will give you pratyaksha. I personally saw how Lord Vishnu's body was everything I could take it from. I took all the ingredients required for the sacrifice from the body of Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So therefore, in this section, it is very important to understand that ultimately, all the shabda, all the scriptures which we have heard, they should take us to pratyaksha. Ultimately, in the ultimate sense, one time Balaram Shakti Prabhu was telling that ultimately, pratyaksha is the highest thing which we believe in. All the shabda which we hear, that should take us to pratyaksha. That is called realization, basically. You know, because we have heard lots of information in our spiritual life. So many scriptures, so many lectures we have heard. But when we experience those things in our life, then it hits us. So therefore, when we see the scriptures coming alive in our lives, that makes our faith very, very strong. And that is the whole Krishna consciousness, to keep on gathering newer and newer experiences. Keep on gathering newer and newer pratyaksha praman, whatever we have heard. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita said a wonderful thing. What is realization? And in his very, very technical way, he said, realization means when you harmonize, when you use your anuman to harmonize pratyaksha with shabda. You know? So that itself little confusing. But what it means is when you use your intelligence, anuman means you use your intelligence and you see the world from the eyes of scriptures. Shastra chakshu. That is the pratyaksha praman. That is the experience which we have to gather. And before our life ends, we have to come to this conclusion that whatever we have read, we have experienced it. Otherwise, it will remain theoretical knowledge. Just like Sankirtan Prabhu was telling in the class a few days back, that life is preparation, death is an examination, and old age is for revision. You know. So, if we have not read anything, we cannot revise. And after we revise regularly, then we actually start understanding things properly. And when we see the examples of devotees, just like Bhishma Dev, he is departing in such a glorious consciousness, and all the sages from all over the universe, they are coming to witness this wonderful event. Because we have heard so many things in scriptures, you know. A self-realized devotee, he transcends death. He is fearless. Generally, a materialist, at the time of death, he has three apprehensions. He is sorrowful about the past. He is in pain because of the present. And he is fearful of the future. What will happen to me in the future? I don't know. Kahan pe ja raha hu main. After death, where I'll go? I don't know. And now the body is so very paining. And so many things happened in the past. I could have done that. I could have done this. But a devotee, he transcends death. He is not sorrowful about the past because he knows whatever happens in my life, it is because of Krishna's intervention. And at present, he is not so much concerned because he transcends the bodily platform. He is not in that much pain. He registers the pain, but he is not miserable because of the pain. And in the future, he is not so much concerned about the future because he knows where I am going. Haratvam samsaram drutataram asaram surapate. You know, he knows that after this material life, I am going to the spiritual world to serve Krishna eternally. So all these things we have heard, Bhagavatam also describes that devotees, they never have to face Yamraj and Yamdutas. Deva deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. Tanno pasidata hare gadaya abhigupta tesham vayam nachavaya prabhavam dande. So Yamraj is telling to Yamdutas, oh my sons, please don't go near devotees because they are protected by the Supreme Lord himself. So all these things we have read, we have heard, but ultimately the purpose of Shabda is to experience all that. And all these sages, they are actually perfected beings. But still they are coming to witness this wonderful event so that they can make their faith strong. And these are the experiences which boost our faith. So Krishna consciousness is all about gathering experiences, good experiences in Krishna consciousness. So one of the Prabhupada disciples, Ved Mata Mataji, she was telling that when she was on a girl's Sankirtan party in summer 1976 in New Vrindavan, she was staying in New Vrindavan and they would go for book distribution. So then, you know, that summer Prabhupada came and they had a wonderful Rath Yatra, and this devotee, she got a chance to, you know, come close to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave her his garland. She was so very happy to receive this garland. So what is so interesting about it, you know, it will be revealed in some time. So this lady, this Mataji, you know, she tells that 6 months after this event, the 1 year before, you know, she had a very severe accident And she just survived. She was in intensive care for a long time. And she was not even able to chant. She was in pain. And that time she was just mentally remembering how she would go in the fields of New Vrindavan and she would pick up flowers and make garland for Srila Prabhupada and she would offer to Prabhupada mentally. So that's what she was doing. So when Srila Prabhupada, he gave her this garland, she was so very happy. But more interesting thing happened 6 months later. So 6 months later, she went to her hometown and there she was at the airport and she called one of her friends who was the stewardess there. So this her friend picked up the phone and she said, "Oh, I'm here. So can we meet?" She said, "Yes, we'll meet. But let me tell you something. You know, I was on a flight and your guru was there." She knew that she is connected to ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada was there on the flight. So she said, because she knew that, you know, for my friend, this is a special person. She was taking special care of Prabhupada, asking, going again and again, asking if you need something. And then she could not hold. She said, "You know, my friend, she stays at one of your farm in New Vrindavan. And she had a very major accident. I just want to know if she's all right, if anybody is taking care of her." So Srila Prabhupada, he didn't speak anything. And she thought that maybe he'll not reply. He closed his eyes. For 1 minute, Prabhupada was silent, looking outside the window sometimes. And then Prabhupada said, "I am aware of it. And Krishna is aware of it. And she'll be fine." So when this devotee, Vedmata Madhavi, when she came to know this, she was so very happy that Prabhupada knows me. And Krishna knows me. So she was so very ecstatic. She started dancing on the airport. So that is the experience which we remember. When somebody cares for us or some devotional experiences. So that's why all these devotees, they have come. So in the last chapter of this first canto, when Parikshit Maharaj is about to depart, almost the same sages come. I'm just noting down who all are, you know, similar names. So there also Atri, Chyavana, Vashishtha, Parashar, Angira, Parshuram, Indra Pramada, Bharadvaj, Gautama, Narad, they are all there. Same sages. When Krishna went to meet Shrutadeva and Bahulashva, same sages were there. You know, Narada, Atri, Vyas, Parshuram, Asita, Maitreya, Chyavana, Shukdeva Goswami, same. When Krishna was in Dwaraka during Maushalya Leela, before that, all the sages, they came to Dwaraka and they were associating with Krishna, performing sacrifice. The same names are there. Vishwamitra, Asita, Bhrigu, Angira, Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishtha, Narad. So, and here the same sages are there. And Prabhupada writes in the fifth verse that these are all Rajarishis. They are all perfected beings. They are not ordinary sadhakas. They are the personality of the entire universe. But still they are going to all these places to gather good experience, to boost their faith. So that is how, you know, spiritual life is all about gathering newer and newer experiences in, you know, spiritual life. And Krishna, he gives wonderful experiences to devotees so that no one feels tired, even in the spiritual world. So much so that Krishna is also thinking what experience they are having. I want to experience that. And that's why he came as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishova Nayaiva Swadhyo Yena Adhuta Madhurhima Kidrishova Madhya Saukhyam Chasya Madanubhavataha Kidrisham Vetiloba Tadbhavadhya Samajani Shri Shachigarbha Sindhau Harindau. So Lord Krishna is thinking, what experience my devotees are having in serving me? I want to experience that. And that's why he is coming as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to experience what devotees are experiencing. So therefore, everything in spiritual world is sentient, is living and experiencing bliss. One time one devotee, Smara Hari Prabhu, he was telling that Prabhupada, he would give wonderful examples to explain some difficult concepts. So one of the difficult concept is how in spiritual world everything is sentient. Everything is conscious. So Prabhupada gave an example. Just like when Radharani is cooking for Krishna, she will ask the rice in the pot, "Are you ready yet?" So the rice will say, "No, no, not yet. Give me a few more minutes." So that's how Prabhupada would tell such difficult concepts, to explain that everybody is sentient, everybody is experiencing bliss in the spiritual world. And that is the bliss which Krishna is also amazed to see. That's why he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also, the glorious departure of Haridas Thakur is described. All the devotees, they assemble to witness the departure of Haridas Thakur. Just like Bhishma, he is remembering that how Lord appeared in front of me as Partha Sarthi, and he had chakra in his hand, Rathanga Pani, and he was running towards me to save Arjuna. Similarly, Haridas Thakur is also remembering, Anekana Chaila More Prasada Koriya, Viprera Shadra Patra Kainu Malecha Hoya. So Advaitacharya gave me Shraddha Patra. That is the mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, who was I? I was an insignificant person. I was a Malecha. I am a Malecha, he was telling. So therefore, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in this beautiful pastime, Haridas Thakur's departure is described as the same as Bhishma Dev's departure. And he is described in such a wonderful way. So in our journey of Krishna consciousness, we should be eager to gather good experiences. And yesterday we had a wonderful festival after 2 years. It was a thrilling experience. So many devotees, on Sunday morning Bhagavatam class, after the Bhagavatam class, some of the devotees were standing outside Gaurnitya Hall and we were seeing the line. And it was looking so nice to see a huge line of devotees standing for prasadam after 2 years. And yesterday it was such a wonderful event. So many devotees came. Why? To experience that bliss of Krishna consciousness. And all the arrangements, they are done so that devotees can experience good moments in life. And therefore, many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they remember how Srila Prabhupada dealt with them. How Srila Prabhupada gave them such wonderful experiences, which is holding them in Krishna consciousness. One of the devotees, Lakshminarasimha Prabhu, he was recalling that when he was in Atlanta, there were very few devotees. And he was not a very major leading personality. So he was in the background doing his services. And only the leaders would get a chance to go with Srila Prabhupada on morning walk. So he thought, maybe what I can do, when Prabhupada comes out of his room, I can just meet him at that time. So he was planning everything, but Srila Prabhupada, he came out of the room and he walked so fast and he went in the car and sat. So he thought, oh, I lost the opportunity. Anyway, he thought, let me offer my obeisances. So he offered obeisances, he got up. And then he saw that Prabhupada rolled down the window glass, and he waved at him. And he recognized that this person has offered me obeisances. So that was this small gesture of Prabhupada, he writes that it really struck a chord in my heart, So such small events, they make us, stay in Krishna consciousness. So one other devotee, Narad Muni Prabhu, he was recalling that one time Srila Prabhupada was speaking and somebody asked him, "Srila Prabhupada, what is the process for a disciple going back to Godhead? How he goes back to the spiritual world?" So Prabhupada said, "Spiritual master purchases the ticket for his disciple. All he has to do is, he has to just get on the train and stay there. Don't jump out." So whatever experiences we gather, that is to give us the faith that this is the right ticket and this is the right train. Otherwise, the job of Maya Devi is to make us convinced that, this is fake ticket. I have another ticket. That is the real one. So that is the whole process. That Maya Devi will test us, and devotees may fall down. But the devotees, they don't fall down like materialists. Tathana te ma dhavatava kakvachit prashyanti marga tvai baddha saurida tvayabhi gupta vicharena nirbhaya vinayikani kapamurdha suprabho. तथा न ते माधव तावका क्वचित. द इम्पर्सनल इज मायावादी इज दे फॉल डाउन बट द डिवोटीज दे डोंट फॉल डाउन लाइक देम. भ्रश्यंति मार्ग दे मे गेट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड बट बिकॉज त्वयि बद्ध सौरिदा बिकॉज दे आर अटैच्ड टू योर लोटस फीट सो देयरफॉर दे डोंट फॉल डाउन लाइक अदर्स. वेरी क्विकली दे विल कम बैक टू कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. So, you know, how devotees don't fall down like others? There are two reasons described. One is, the experiences of Krishna consciousness, they haunt the devotee. You know, in a good sense. Navai jano jatu kathanchana brajen mukunda sevyanya vadanga samsritim smarana mukundangri upaguhanam puna vihatumichen narasagraho jana rasagraho. You know, just like a person who is haunted by a graha, the devotee is haunted by the rasa. The experiences which we had in Krishna consciousness, they haunt him in good sense. And devotees, they can never leave. Even if they fall down for some time, he remembers, Achhe din the, you know. I would go to temple, maybe Hare Krishna Mandir jata tha. And then ultimately they come, you know, many devotees, many of the students, after they come in the first year of their college, attend few programs, and then they don't get so much interest, they leave. And then after many years, they tell, you know, just like some days back, one of the devotees was telling that one of his friends came and he was telling, thoda spirituality mein thoda kami reh gaya. Main college mein tha to jata tha, you know. So that's how the experiences, they haunt the devotee. And Chakravarti Thakur, he writes that upaguhana means he embraces the lotus feet of the Lord sometime for a little moment. He embraces that remembrance sticks in his heart and he can never leave the process completely. He may leave artificially, superficially for some time, but he will never leave completely. Vihatum ichhe na rasa graho jana. He is haunted by the rasa. So therefore Prabhupada, he would tell, you cannot advance in Krishna consciousness if you are not joyful. So when one can become joyful if one experiences good things in Krishna consciousness, you know. And secondly, why devotees don't fall down? Because Krishna forcibly engages them in his devotional service. Even if devotee thinks, I don't want you, my Lord, I want sense gratification. Krishna will give sense gratification, but he will give his own lotus feet also. Satyam dishatyarthitam arthito ninam naivarthadoyat punararthitam yataha swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam icchapidhanam nijapada pallavam. It is true, satyam arthitam arthito ninam. If somebody is going to Krishna and says, Krishna, I want material sense gratification, Krishna will give. You know, devotees, people, they are fearful. Bhagwan ke paas jayenge, nahi denge. Krishna gives. But there is a difference. Naivarthato yat punararthitam yataha. He will give in such a way that devotee will say, kyu mang liya, you know. Vapas mangega hi nahi, you know. Naivarthato yat punararthitam yataha. How does he do that? Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam. Krishna says, I will come along with your benediction. You have to accept me also. Devotee says, anichchatam, aapki ichcha nahi hai mujhe. I don't want you. No, lena hi padega. Free aata hai. Package hai. You know? Ichha pidhanam nijapad pallavam. The lotus feet of the Lord is the desire fulfilling tree. So that's how Krishna fulfills the desires. And he does not allow the devotee to forget also. So therefore, we may have some bad experiences in Krishna consciousness, but we should remember the good experiences. The good one. We should write down. Make a note of it. And those remembrances in difficult times, they help us. You know, we have to become like a swan, able to distinguish water and the milk. Krishna lila amritasar tara shat shat dhar dash dike bahe yaha hoite sai chaitanya lila hoy sarovar akshay manohamsa charahatahate. So Krishna lila is like a reservoir of nectar and hundreds of rivers are flowing in all the 10 directions. We have to make our mind like a swan and drink this nectar. Krishna kirtana gana naratana kala patho jani bhrajita. We have to engage our mind, become like a swan, become like a chakravak. So that is what is described here. So we should be eager to remember the good experiences. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Pratyaksha Avagamam. You can directly experience it. It should not remain just a theoretical thing. Otherwise, if this is remaining theoretical, that means there is some problem in our practice. We have to experience whatever we hear in Krishna consciousness. That is what is described. Bhakti para ish anubhava. Para ish anubhava has to be there. Just like when we eat, we feel satisfied. We get nourished and the hunger goes down. Similarly, when we practice bhakti, three things have to happen. We should experience the devotional emotions. We should become detached from the material world. And we should become more attached to the process of bhakti. Bhakti paresha anubhavo virakti anyatra chaishatra ka eka kalaha. All three has to happen. Otherwise, there is some problem. And we have to introspect. Why it is not happening? Why still I am thinking a bhakti is like another world for me? So we have to experience the pleasure and purification. And that will happen when we engage in sincere devotional service. As Radha Swami Maharaj was telling that when we practice bhakti very intensely, we advance slowly. So if we don't practice intensely, then, God knows what will happen. So therefore, we have to become like a swan. We have to become like a honeybee. Keep on gathering the nectar from each and every flower. Tadashya kausha aravasarma datu hare kathameva katha susaram udhritya pushpebhya ivarta bandho shivayana kirtaya tirtha kirteh. O kausharava, so Vidura is telling to Maitreya, O kausharava, please explain the glories of the Krishna's pastimes. Hari katha is the essence of all the wonderful explanations. Katha susaram. Just like the honeybee takes the nectar from each and every flower, you churn the Vedas and the scriptures and bring out the nectar of Hari katha and give me. That is what we are here for. Nana bhaver bhaktajan hamsa chakra vakagan yate sabe kore navihar. Krishna keli sumridal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa koroi ahar. So the swan, it has a beautiful feature, likes to eat the soft stem of lotus. So Krishna keli, the pastimes of Krishna, they are like the soft stem of lotus. And devotees, they should be eager to eat this nectar, eat this beautiful, succulent and soft lotus stem of Harikatha. So therefore, all our shabda should ultimately become pratyaksha. And that is what we are here for, reading, chanting, associating with devotees. And when we experience the great devotees experiencing Krishna in their life, that gives hope for us. Someday this will come to us also. Just like Sudama Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, he was telling that one time after a nap, Srila Prabhupada, he generally would take a nap in the afternoon. So after his nap, he was there in his room. So Sustama Prabhu, he entered the room and he saw that Prabhupada was chanting and he was crying tears of ecstasy. So he felt, I am not supposed to be here. So he came out and he went to Govinda Mataji and he's told, Govinda, see what's happening. Is Prabhupada okay? Is he all right? I don't know what is happening. So Mataji said, no, he's experiencing ecstasy because he is with Krishna. So he waited for some time and then after 5 minutes, he again entered the room. Still Prabhupada was in that mood and he thought, maybe I should go out. As he was going out, Prabhupada called him. Sudama, please wait. Why are you going? So he said, no, Prabhupada, I thought you are with Krishna. So I don't want to disturb. So Prabhupada said, yes, I am crying because my guru is so very merciful. Because of his mercy, I can see Krishna there in the garden, standing, playing flute. And Sudama Prabhu was saying that, this was such a wonderful thing that I started crying. So Prabhupada said, why are you crying? So he said, Prabhupada, because you are so merciful and so powerful, I have never met such a great personality like you. So all these wonderful exchanges and incidents, they should inspire us in Krishna consciousness. So just like this departure of Bhishma is eternal in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the departure of the great souls. Just like we know, we have seen the movie, the video of Srila Prabhupada's departing. How in the last days, even when he is a bag of just bones and skin, still he is translating Bhagavatam. Still he is blissful. We know the story of Sridhar Maharaj. Even in the last days when he had ascites, liver problem, and his abdomen was, you know, full, bloating with liquid, but still when doctor was auscultating, putting his stethoscope on his abdomen, so Sridhar Maharaj was so transcendental, beyond the bodily consciousness. He said, "Doctor, is it a boy or a girl?" You know, so he was just joking. He was jolly in that consciousness also, that state also. So all these small emotions, they give us a look into the spiritual consciousness. So that is what we are aspiring for. That is what we should keep on gathering. So this is how Krishna, he is performing so many pastimes. Great devotees, they are performing so many pastimes so that we can first read them, remember them, meditate them. And if we keep on remembering, meditating, then these things we will see in the world. Just like the gopis, of course, they are the highest of the devotees. They are seeing Krishna everywhere. Even if they are selling butter, instead of calling out, "Please take butter, please take buttermilk," they are calling Krishna. Vikretu kama kilagopakanya murari padar pita chitta vritti dadhyadikam mohavashada vochad govinda damo dharmadhaveti. They are calling Govinda damo dharmadhav. So that is the consciousness which we are aspiring for, to see Krishna everywhere. And that is the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, to see Krishna everywhere. You know, and that's why Krishna has come and performing so many pastimes. Just like in the 11th canto, there is a beautiful verse which says, you know, how Krishna has manifested his beautiful form. Samurtya loka lavanya nirmuktya lochanam ninam girbhista smaratam chittam padaista ikshatam kriya. Swamurtya, he has manifested his beautiful form, Loka Lavanya, which is most attractive. Why? For three reasons. To steal our eyes. And he has spoken so many beautiful instructions to steal our mind. And he has went to so many of the places, performed so many of the pastimes, so that we can go to those places. You know, to attract our legs. So that is what Chakravarti Thakur describes in the purport. He is the best of the thieves. He has stolen everything. He wants to steal our eyes, our mind, our everything. So that is how, because you know, we have heard in Bhagavatam, when Krishna plays his flute, the living beings become stunned and the inanimate beings start moving. You know, stones melt. Nijasama sakha sange gogana charana range brindavane swachanda vihar. Yaraveno dhvani suni sthavar jangama prani pulaka kampa ashru vahedhar. So when Krishna is playing with his cowherd friends and playing his flute, so pulaka kampa sthavar jangama prani, the trees become stunned, the rivers stop flowing, the birds, they sing, they stop singing, they with their eyes closed, they are hearing the flute sound of Krishna. So all the wonderful pastimes mentioned in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit, they are for one reason, to give us a good experience, so that we can meditate on them and advance in Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.